Now, as we've been hearing, an ICE officer in the US city of Minneapolis has shot dead a woman who officials say tried to ram federal immigration agents with her vehicle. The victim, 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good, was a US citizen. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey rejected claims that the agent fired in self-defense and called for ICE agents to leave the city.
To ICE, get the out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you. And it's also on you to leave. It's on you to make sure that further damage, further loss of life and injury is not done.
Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been getting the reaction of Finula Nialon, who's a professor in law at Queen's University Belfast and the University of Minnesota Law School in Minneapolis, from where she spoke to us last night.
Well, I think there's been reactions from state leaders. The governor, Tim Walz, who many will remember at home, was the vice presidential candidate with Kamala Harris, and the mayor of Minneapolis have come out, I think, with a mixture of disbelief and outrage. The governor had said for many weeks that he feared that the presence of these unaccountable ICE agents would create a lack of safety for residents of the city. And that's been tragically evidenced today in the shooting dead of a 37-year-old mother of a 7-year-old boy who seems to have been caught up in a horrific incident where the use of force at first glance appears to be absolutely inconsistent with any reasonable use of force in such circumstances.
Have we seen any defence of the actions today by federal officials?
Well, we have. Almost no sooner than had the killing occurred, we saw Kristi Noem come out fighting, as it were, talking about the radical left, some using the language of terrorism to describe the woman who'd been killed. There wouldn't even have been time to conduct any kind of investigation in the ground, but the adage seemed to be to fire first. The president also, President Donald Trump, has made some, again, highly inflammatory remarks even before we have a police investigation, and we do have those investigations underway. The FBI is in process of investigation, and local police agencies who were not informed that ICE were in the city and conducting an operation in this part. Obviously, we wait to hear what they have to say, but the administration's view always is characterize these things in the most extreme ways. Don't find out much of the truth. And of course, we do have bystander video. We have first-hand accounts, and they suggest a very different version of events.
Why is Minnesota being targeted by ICE?
Well, of course, we've seen this as a pattern. We've seen blue states and blue cities being targeted consistently in what many observers have talked about as a pattern of revenge by the president on blue states. But I think in particular, the president has had Minnesota in its sights, not least because the current governor of Minnesota ran against him in a presidential election. And again, this is about often perceived, I think, as score settling, but also being a city where we have our most high profiles officials sort of seen as contradicting the president, calling the president to account, not being willing to tolerate the manifest illegality that we're seeing in both national and international affairs in the US.
You mentioned some of the local politicians there. I mean, the mayor, Jacob Frey, he is a Democrat, but he came out demanding that ICE leave immediately because they're causing chaos. Is he likely to be listened to?
We don't know. What has brought around the departure of forces from US cities have been court cases. So we did have a series of wins on the issue of the National Guard being mobilized by the president to several Democratic cities, and the Supreme Court quite robustly told the US government that that was unlawful. So we have seen wins in the courts. So I think simply appealing to the good sense and morality of such behavior. We have, when we talk about ICE, we're talking about masks. unidentifiable men in cars with guns stepping out. You would think they were paramilitaries. So I think political response is only driven by legal realities. I think one thing that is quite unusual is that the governor has just said this afternoon that he is considering mobilizing the Minnesota National Guard. So I think if that were to occur, you would have the extraordinary specter of state troops on the ground confronting and defending neighborhoods from federal ICE agents. And I mean, I think again, that speaks to the extremity of what's happening in many US cities.
Broader scale, what do you think that this says about what ICE is doing across the country and the US? I mean, is this an indication that things are escalating? What do you think?
You know, there's a reasonable place for law enforcement to address immigration issues. That no one would contend that there's no role in that. But of course, that has to be constrained by law. It has to be reasonable. It has to be proportional. And it can't actually endanger people more than any reasonable law enforcement activity. What we are seeing here, I think, is something quite different. We're seeing ICE as a kind of a third force, an unaccountable force, a force that operates at the behest of a trenchant loyalist to the president. And again, that's pretty inconsistent with a democracy and the kind of way we understand law enforcement. So I think that is deeply worrying. Are we seeing escalation? We consistently see escalation. And in some degree, the escalation is the point. The point is chaos. The point is fear. The point is indeterminacy and arbitrariness. So can we expect a change in that? I suspect not, unless we start to see a Congress stand up for the prerogatives of the rule of law in the United States. And if we see the states use their quite exceptional powers to kind of counter the misuse of power that we're seeing from the federal government.
That was Fionnuala Nielon speaking to us from Minneapolis last night. It's 8:45. We'll be back after this.